Good afternoon. We're looking back at Gaulish history once again through the pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 14th of January. And we're well into the new year already.
I know, crazy.
It is. It's going far too fast.
Yes, yes.
So I'm down here in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre, which has just been featured on a new Australian stamp. So, or the building has.
Yeah, that's a lovely thing to have done.
It is.
Yeah, very unique, very special.
It is.
Because I don't know, there's only five buildings, is it?
Three
buildings.
Well, four buildings, because two are here.
Oh,
this
two are
one
here.
In the town hall.
Yes, so, of yes, course. Yes. Yeah.
So we get two.
No, it's quite an honour. Yeah. Not that anyone much uses postage stamps anymore, but
no,
it's a good thing.
Yes, it's a beautiful stamp. So there's a lot of excitement here over that. So, and I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
We'll get there eventually to the introduction.
Well, we always get there in our roundabout way, don't we?
Yes, yeah. In our roundabout way. So, I will kick off with 150 years ago. Fruit prospects. The gardens in this district are looking splendid, and fruit will be plentiful and of excellent quality. There is abundant moisture in the ground, and the trees are healthy and able to supply nourishment to an unusually healthy crop. Many of the plum trees have to be supported to prevent them breaking with the rate. Apples and pears are large, and if the weather continues favourable, the yield will exceed that of former years. I am so envious. They obviously didn't have problems with possums back then.
No, and it's dry, and I didn't realise I had any apricots on my tree because I would have covered it, but it had obviously a very thin crop, and I found seven apricots last Thursday as I was shutting the chooks in, and then I thought, oh, not going to have too much time on Friday. No, it might have been Friday, that's right.
Yeah.
Friday evening, I was out all day Saturday, left at 7 in the morning, got home at 10 at night, and I thought, I'll check on Sunday, and they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because they always ripen for birds, one day before they ripen for people.
Humans. Yes.
I was so cross, I thought, oh, just missed out again, and it's a beautiful apricot tree, but anyway, never mind.
Mm.
100 years ago, open column to the editor, sir. Last weekend, myself and my family, taking advantage of the almost finished bitumen road, motored to your beautiful town. We camped under those lovely shady trees immediately to the left after crossing the tramway bridge, unpacked our hamper and prepared for a good outing and fresh air. But there was one fly in the ointment. No means of getting a supply of hot water for the teapot. No conveniences except a few seats.
Even now, I think Gawler's only just beginning to appreciate what a beautiful spot we have along the riverbank.
It is beautiful. Used to years ago go to the Australia Day breakfast that the Apex used to put on, and it was in the first early days of doing the breakfast, and it was before a lot of other councils started doing it. Because I think Gawler was one of the first to start doing it in Australia.
Okay.
And anyway, Mark and I used to come along, and it was just beautiful there. And then, of course, when we moved and we realised that we had one happening in Toowoomba, Adelaide, Malala Council, so we started going to them instead. I miss the Gawler ones, actually, because they were quite superb.
They were. I've been to a couple. Yeah, but I was also interested that they just bitumised the road.
I know.
So I actually looked that up because the reason they started doing that in the 20s when...
So that was the main north road?
Yes, they're just putting the bitumen on.
Oh, wow.
Because originally they macadamised the road, which was gravel and dirt, but motorised vehicles, what they were doing was they were pulling up the dirt because they're going so fast into clouds, hence the big, dust clouds that we're all so familiar with.
Yeah.
And, of course, that was destroying the road surface. So beginning of the 20th century, they started developing... tarring the surface.
Right,
So tarmacadam. That's when they're bitumising the roads.
Oh, okay.
But it's also a funny story about the dust cloud, which reminds me of Lord of the Rings. In the first film, there's a scene where they're walking through this cornfield or wheat field and the wheat's ripe and they're talking about, leaving the Shire, and it's very idyllic. What the filmmakers didn't notice was in the background on a dirt road there was a car. And there's a dust cloud.
Did you see the car as well?
No, you just see the dust cloud. And you don't notice it until someone points it out, but then you think, what would have caused a dust cloud before cars? Nothing. That is a car. It's so such a distinctive signature of the modern age.
I know there was one movie years ago, and it was a cowboy movie, and what they didn't notice before, you know, and all the editing was that there was a jet trail.
Oh, no. And across,
and there wouldn't be jet trails then.
No.
So, quite funny.
Yes. 50 years ago, Manapara begins fight for survival. Manapara District Council has launched an extensive campaign to repel takeover bids by Gawler and Elizabeth. Ratepayers' meetings have been cancelled and posters and circulars distributed to bolster public feeling for a council fighting for its life. Manapara is feeling the squeeze from two fronts.
Oh, wow.
And that's because Evanston was going to Gawler. So,
yeah.
And that would have been a bit of a money.
Yeah. Yeah, what a hope for Greenland then.
Oh dear.
Well,
it's a depressing thought.
Very sad thought.
It is, yes.
25 years ago, 53 pilots from 22 countries in town. The official opening of the World Club Class Gliding Championships was held at Pioneer Park, Gawler, on Thursday evening in perfect weather conditions. More than 100 local business people and dignitaries were there to officially welcome 53 pilots and crews from 22 countries around the world. And here's a tiny photograph, but you can see signs that they're from Slovak Republic, which was previously part of Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Canada, Austria, Czech Republic, that's the other part of the Slovak Republic, Italy, Great Britain, Belgium, Pakistan, Finland, I think, and Germany, Poland. I don't know. Can't read it. Yeah, anyway, and there's American flags. It's a whole array of flags in the background. It was a very successful event, I understand. So, that was 25 years ago. Wow.
Yes.
World unity through sport, or so it used to be.
Yes. 10 years ago, Piccolo bows out. Member for Light, Tony Piccolo, has put his electorate responsibilities for his ministerial portfolios, resigning from Cabinet. The announcement came yesterday morning following a personal reflection of his position within Cabinet and a looming ministry renewal. With rumours circulating about new Legislative Council member Peter Malanoukas, a former union leader, being primed for a senior ministry position at the expense of Mr Piccolo, the outgoing minister resigned. If he, Premier Jay Weatherall, needed a space, I was happy to make a space for renewal, and he accepted that with good grace, Mr Piccolo said in a press conference in his electorate office yesterday afternoon. Well, I believe he was much happier after he resigned. He didn't have a good time of it.
No, I don't think he fitted well with the hierarchy.
He's a local politician.
That's it for this week, isn't it?
It indeed.
An interesting little column this week.
Yes,
a lot of variety in it.
Yes, there was.
So we hope you enjoyed listening.
Until next week, Kate.
Until then, bye.
Bye. For all light signs.